in my head as I press this record button, whatever. As I press this record button, I'm just saying I'm having second thoughts. Like, what the fuck? The fuck am I doing? What am I doing in life? What am I doing? Listen. If you don't know what it is, it is what it is. It's very sporadic. I will admit that. But, you know, life and fatherhood takes precedence sometimes, you know. And I do have thoughts of, I always think of doing the show, but I'm lazy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But it is what it is, VOG, PCP. and all I will say is 2024 is a... it's a wild time to be alive. And I do wholeheartedly say this because you know, if you go back and look at, you know, the past podcast that I've done, this was years ago. Like, this is years ago. and I was right. The things that I was saying at that time, at that point in time. Mind you, this is pre-COVID. if you really want to go back and listen to it, I think you should. Just so you know, just so you can understand that I'm ahead of my time. The whole Russia-China thing, the ditching the world, ditching the dollar, and so many other things that I just happen to be, you know, correct about to an extent that, you know, it doesn't scare me how right I am, but it just leads me sometimes to think like, I hope I'm wrong, man, because shit is going way left here in what we call the United States of America. I don't know if you could hear the helicopter in the background, but that's a regular thing now, and I don't I don't understand it at all, which is why I need a studio and a better place to record this. But, you know, it's 2024 is just a wild time to be alive. You know, as usual, yo, salute to the little bro. I'm the worst big bro ever. I'm very non-communicative. I'm sorry, man. But, yo, I still love you, little bro. You the man. But it's just a wild time to be alive. Like, I don't even know where to kind of begin with. I don't even want to give too many predictions or anything of that nature when it comes to me just hopping on here just to rant with you guys for a quick second, because shit is gonna go way left in this world, and there are too many scenarios that I could, you know, lay out for you guys. But I will say this, yo, Baritone Brothers may be coming soon. I'm letting him warm up to the idea, because, you know, we could have been way further in life if we just did it when I started it, but whatever. But that might be coming soon. But, you know, just 2024 on a grand scale. Just update you guys. I don't have an Instagram. My Facebook has been under review now for about the past 9 days or so. I think they're finally tired of my shit. And mind you, all I did was post memes and pictures. I didn't really say anything, but they basically told me they have to review me for community standards, and I basically may not get my shit back. Whatever. But in a way that works out, because if it motivates me to do this more often, then, you know, that's a win-win. I think I was under the impression that, you know, it was highly justified now that we could all use the term tunnel Jew, and, nobody could be offended because, you know, the Jews were building tunnels under New York. Like, yo, this was mainstream news for about 36 hours, and then they killed that story off. So, you know, you couldn't. But I thought, you know, since the story was uncovered, that we could, We could openly use the term tunnel Jews and everything would be all right. But apparently, I don't know if that's what upset Facebook to the extent where they would just decide to just take my page. But, you know, it's a wild time to be alive, as I was saying, because, you know, like, can we just start with, I'll just leap into the whole Gaza thing. You can go back and listen to my past shows. I was saying Free Palestine. I went over the Balfour Declaration. I did all of that pre-COVID, like before this was like a mainstream thing. But in all reality, it's going to, it's already, let me just say this, it's already horrible for the people of Palestine who have had to, you know, endure and see their families wiped out and just horrific shit. Like, I never thought in my wildest dreams that with the advent of technology that I would be I guess witnessing a genocide, like, through pictures and videos. I didn't foresee that was something that the internet would be used for. Boy, was I fucking wrong about that. Well, granted, I never made any predictions on that, but I didn't think it would be something that could actually happen. It was only on X, because X, you know, salute to Elon for buying X, but, you know, he took that trip to Pedo Land, the Pedo Land part of Palestine, and he went on the whole propaganda tour. It's just the world is now realizing how savage the world can be, and how, you know, those, you know, if you go back and listen to the old shows, when I'm like, yo, they, and they're like, who are they? I think the world knows now that there is a they. Like, there is a power structure that we have no control over whatsoever. Whether it be the WEF, Klaus Schwab, BlackRock. What's the other one? I forget the other one. Whatever those two. To Larry Fink, Vanguard, Raytheon, whoever the people are that run this shit show, they don't need you people. I'm sorry, and I'm included in that. They don't really need us, and I think they realized that, and they kind of told us, but, you know, everybody was too distracted by, you know, by sports and entertainment and celebrity, and niggas was just dumb, I guess. I don't know if it was the advent of technology that gave us all this information so we could, you know, kind of realize the big setup, but nonetheless, but we now know there is a they. We don't know, it's not, and they is not Israel, because Israel is just, Israel is a made up place, as I always say, and it's going to crumble, and it's going to, this is my hypothetical theory on the whole Israel-Palestine thing. I'm not going to say it had to happen, but, you know, shit was going to pop off eventually. The reports coming out now are basically everything the Zio said about October 7th. It was about 20% truth. we really don't know. We'll never know what was really wholeheartedly true. But all the stories that they put out about the rapes and the beheaded babies and the babies in the ovens and just pretty much all the stories that would try to garner sympathy have all been debunked to an extent. by their own media, by the Haaretz, and just other after other investigations. You know, they came out and said a long time ago that the army opened up fire on a lot of the festival goers, thinking they were Hamas. I miss that guy. I miss that guy from the videos when everything was first happening. He was like, "See, Hamas," and I was like, "Yo, this guy is a fucking treasure, bro." There was memes of him everywhere. I don't even know his name, but I know he's not in the army anymore. They switched his position, whatever they did with him. But it's not going to end well. And as I was telling someone the other day, I'm like, you know, the factor that nobody is considering is that Israel can nuke America. And it wouldn't affect the Middle East. And in all honesty, if you really want to keep it all the way 100, Israel could nuke America and the Middle East would celebrate. I know it sounds crazy. I know. Because in your head, you're like, you know, that's our ally. They would never. No, man. Yo, listen. Israel is out for self right now. There's nothing that, there's nothing that Joe Biden can tell them. There's nothing that America could tell them. And if we do stop supplying arms to them, they could nuke us and say, you know, us not assisting them is a existential threat to their existence. And by pulling that trigger and then therefore saying to the rest of the world and the Middle East, look at what we just did to our ally. So, you know, if you really want to fuck around and find out, you can fuck around and find out. Yeah. The only other factor in that scenario is that it could also lead to total catastrophe. Because if a nuke starts heading toward America from the direction that where Israel is, and America, you know, we don't know who's in charge of America right now. If we're really gonna, you know, keep it all the way 100, we could say the deep state or they, you know, as I said many, many times. But yeah, it could be cause for, you know, America could launch nukes at other suspects in the region. And then in response to those nukes being launched, you know, we could have some nuclear apocalypse. I mean, yeah, it seems like we're headed toward some sort of nuclear event, if there hasn't already been a couple, because there are reports of Israel using depleted uranium on Gaza, which is, I think, you know, this is the reason why I say 2024 is a wild time to be alive, because, you know, if I were to say, I've said years ago when I first started doing the podcast, like, yo, Israel doesn't have a right to exist. Granted, as I always say to you, yo, listen, I'm not big enough to get canceled. Nobody knows who I am. I don't even know who listens to this podcast, and probably nobody now because I'm so very sporadic with it. But nonetheless, if I would have said, you know, yo, Israel does not have a right to exist, that would have been cause for me to be labeled as anti-Semitic, or, you know, just nobody would ever entertain the idea of doing business with me because I've said these things. And, you know, an industry is run by a certain sect of people, you know, and now in 2024, that is mainstream. That is common knowledge. And the fact that there are multiple outlets that now are basically outright saying that, you know, Israel and the Jews own American Congress. Like, for some reason, it brings me joy to, like, understand that this is now common knowledge, and, you know, and that everybody knows it, and, you know, sad part is nobody's doing anything to stop it, and shit just seems to keep going in the direction that it's going. For some reason, though, I do see that being a plausible ending to the Israel-Gaza conflict. America can't nuke Israel. But those two are going to turn on each other. America and Israel are going to turn on each other. And I'm just not sure who's going to do what first. And yeah, I'm never scared because, you know, when shit is up, shit is up. I can't have no control over that. But when I'm thinking and I'm factoring in all these dynamics of the whole conflict where America's just bullshit and they're like, yo, we're going to build a pier and we're going to, you know, we're telling them they got to be more careful and kill less people. And it's just bullshit. That is just bullshit. That is just rhetoric. It's empty, empty rhetoric. And it means absolutely nothing if I'm just going to be wholeheartedly honest with you. As everybody's saying, they could easily just stop shipping weapons. But I think I think if they stop shipping the weapons, Israel either is going to release all the Epstein tapes or they're going to nuke America. And America doesn't want either one of those options, which is why they do nothing. And it's very, very sad. Yo, and I so want to fade. I so want to shoot the five with, I don't even know dude's name, but he's like White House press secretary. And not the black lesbian one. Like, it's, I think he's, I don't even know. He's not the defense secretary. He's like the Defense Department spokesman. I don't know. It's like a tall white guy and then it's like a fat Indian dude. And I want to fade with both of them because, like, just the answers they give during press conferences, just, you know, it's very belittling to a person with intelligence. And listen, all I know, and as I've said numerous times, is we all have to hope for a peaceful China takeover. And that's what it is, because I haven't even gone. I'm gonna get into I'll just say it like this, yo. China's military has not been reduced. It has not been like, it hasn't had to do anything. And if those videos from pre-COVID that I was watching that let me know that something was coming to America and the shit was about to get crazy, if those were all purposefully released as a way to, I think I said this, I don't know if I said it, but to calm shit down in terms of when Trump was putting the tariffs on their goods and all that other stuff, and kind of reset shit, and like, you know, that was, it's a beautiful way to win a war without having to wage a war. Yeah, because as we know now, yo, COVID is not, yo, as I never said this publicly because I had to, you know, be a father during COVID and I was, you know, remote working and just being at home, which was the greatest couple of years with my kid in my life. But yeah, we all know now it's fake and they're saying you could treat it like the flu. And if you took the Fauci juice, I feel bad for you because all the reports now that are coming out about, you know, fucking LeBron James Jr., LeBron James' son, caught a cardiac arrest at 18. How many fucking young kids do we have to see die or drop dead or just fall out while doing regular athletic things? Or how high does the excessive death count have to get? before we murder people. Like, I just had, like, how are Bill Gates and George Soros still alive? How? Like, these are the things I wonder. And, you know, I'm only spouting this out on the podcast. Like, yo, this, as I told the baritone brother, I'm like, yo, listen, they're either going to kill me or they're going to try to buy me off. And I'm not trying to be at no P. Diddy party. Yo, sweet baby Jesus. There's another thing about it. Yeah, 2024 is a wild, wild time to be alive, bro. Just in general. Like, I've been meaning it. Like, Tunnel Jews, P. Diddy, Gaza, people, you know, are wholeheartedly against Israel and America right now. sweet baby Jesus. I'm happy. And, I just know it's not going to end well, but it is what it is, man. We made it through this fake pandemic. And now you got blood clots. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny, but, yeah, I know. Listen, I knew better. That's all I'm going to say. I knew better. All right, here's what I was going to say. Russia already won. And this ties into the whole peaceful China takeover. Russia already won. Like, Ukraine is done for. But America and Europe, the colonizing countries, are... they're on their last gasp, essentially. Because NATO is probably over with. Those niggas are going to start infighting between the UK, France, and Germany. They already fighting against it. Well, they bickering with each other because Macron talk about we're ready to send troops to Ukraine, and the rest of Europe is like, nah, we not doing it. And pretty much everybody is low-key giving up on Ukraine. Zelensky's on drugs. Let me not say that. Allegedly, he might be on drugs, but he has the mannerisms and demeanor of somebody who's on coke or meth or just something. He's geeked. Joe Biden's on drugs, too. Don't get that fucked up. He yelled at y'all niggas for, like, I don't even know how long because I ain't even watch it, but he yelled at y'all during that State of Union address. And they, yo, the Hunter Biden corruption. Like, yo, just niggas, yo, are we? Yo, we either have to stop paying taxes or we gotta start beating up people who work for the government. Those are the only two options at this point. If we really, 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 you know. Sweet baby Jesus, I'm keeping the show to a minimum tonight because there's just so much that I want to say. Like, I haven't even touched on, like, I haven't even brought up the migrant thing. Like, I'm trying to do the whole peaceful China takeover tie-in, but then things keep popping in my head, and I'm like, yo, this shit is wild. It's a wild, wild fucking time to be alive. But yeah, man, so if America keeps, you know, America and Europe keep fucking around with Russia, that might go nuclear. Yeah, I'm on Russia and China side and Iran. And I'm on, but whoever's against America and Europe, I'm on their side. Like, if I didn't have a child, I would have probably gone to Palestine. I probably would have joined Hamas. I probably would have. And I'm saying this with my cell phone listening to me, the laptop listening to me, into a microphone that I'm going to upload to some sort of platform. So whenever they do, you know, start FEMA camping niggas for domestic terrorism or potential threats, I already know I'm on some list, bro, because if they take all your social media, like, yeah, I didn't get my X account back until Elon bought X. So if they are basically like, the feds run all the social media. So if they basically deemed me, they have already deemed me something for them to take all my social media. But yeah, okay, so Russia already won. Ukraine is over with. They inviting new people into NATO. Yo, Russia is not to be fucked with. They are the reason why there are no more Nazis. Even though Hitler, even though, yo, just read Mein Kampf. That's all I'll say. I'm not gonna make the statement I was gonna make, but you should read Mein Kampf if you have the opportunity to. Well, Russia is the reason why, you know, the Germans and the Nazi regime was defeated. So you can't really fuck with them. You can't win a war against them. America is not prepared. Europe is not prepared. They have no military. You know, it's a fucking shit show. And meanwhile, China has sat back. As I said, their military has not fired a missile, fired a rocket, fired a bullet. They got like 1 billion people. I don't know how big their military is, but it's pretty fucking huge. It's bigger than America and whatever America and Europe could throw together from their active military right now. China has more than that. China is like one of the strongest economies. Like the world needs China. What the world doesn't need right now is America. Not to say that the world doesn't need America, but as I said numerous times before, I'm like, yo, America only produces guns and drugs. Guns, drugs, and trafficked children. It's not funny. It's not funny. But it is true. That is all America produces, man. I'm trying to think if I even got to cover that Wayfair. Yo, listen, they still selling kids online at these major retailers. If you go to, just if you want to fuck around with it, go to any major retailer that you can think of, you know, that's not supposed to be selling craziness, and put the price range a little bit high, like in the thousands and thousands of dollars range, and just see if anything fishy comes up that you know that you might want, that you might think is a trafficked child. Unfortunately, like 2024 is a very, very wild time to be alive. Yeah, but you got, China is very, very strong right now. And matter of fact, yo, tomorrow, I think, yo, matter of fact, it might have been today, but tomorrow, it's either March 12th or March 13th, Iran, China, and Russia are holding a joint military drill over there in the Middle East. Yo, it would be crazy. Not far-fetched, in my opinion, but it would be crazy if they used these military drills, or these military drills were a rehearsal to practice a strike on Israel and America's positions in the Middle East right now, in order to save the people of Gaza. It would be a beautiful, beautiful sight to see. I ain't even gonna hold you. I would be wholeheartedly happy if that did occur. But I don't want to get my hopes up as if that is what is going to happen. But it would be a beautiful, beautiful final blow to part of the power structure that is right now. And if they do it in a precise manner, they could do it with minimal losses. And they would, they might change the course of history if it does happen. But this is all in my fucking wild, wild imagination. That I, you know, in a perfect world, this would happen. But I don't think, I don't know for sure. I don't know what they are planning for us. I don't know if we're heading into a nuclear apocalypse or if before we get to the nukes, they're gonna bring out the aliens. I don't I don't know at this point. But that's just as of right now, as of today, that would be the best possible situation, is that during these drills, they simultaneously strike American and Israel's power positions right now and put a halt to everything. Because don't get it fucked up, y'all. Israel is losing horribly. They might have murdered a bunch of people. They might have genocided a lot of people. Yo, that was the weirdest shit ever, bro. Like, my, yo, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's gonna sound crazy, but for some reason, a box just popped up and was like, yo, as soon as I say, as soon as I say, yo, Israel is losing, bro, a message popped up on my laptop like, yo, the last audio interface you use is unavailable right now. With the mic still plugged in where I can hear it and everything. Whoa, okay. Yeah, but anyway, as I was saying, right? Yo, this is the poorest recording quality podcast ever, but it is what it is, man. Yo, Israel's losing. Don't get it fucked up, right? They might be genociding people. They might genocided a couple of generations in Gaza, but that is going to come back to bite them in the ass. The world does not view them very favorably right now. And it has united the Middle East in a certain type of way. And you know, even though a lot of the Middle Eastern countries have done nothing for the Palestinian people, granted, I think they're moving behind the scenes and they're just not broadcasting everything they're doing, but they haven't basically they haven't annihilated Israel, which is what a lot of the world wants, or to get them to stop what they're doing to the people of Palestine. They're losing. And at a certain point, America is not going to be able to help them. And when I say that, I mean, I think the world, I think the whole world is now realizing that America can't help them. So when I say it's going to be the downfall of, you know, the power structure that is right now, America has let Ukraine fail. They let them down already. And I don't know if America is going to get the chance to let Israel down before Israel nukes it. And it's a very scary scenario. But if at any point in this, America abandons Israel, and, you know, cuts off the weapons and shit like they should, as they should, right? I think the world will then. I think the world will then kind of realize, like, hey, you know, these guys shouldn't be in power of the world structure. And I think the world is already coming to that, especially with the, you know, America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, Nord Stream 2, allegedly, and basically fucked Europe up because they can't get cheap gas. So the world is, there's a, that shift away from America is happening. And Israel is going to be the last straw. Which one of these two will won't be around after it's over is the million-dollar question. And the answer is whichever one China sees fit. So if China has no use for Israel, then Israel goes. If China has no use for America, then America goes. But either way, both of those countries have lost their power status in the world indefinitely. And Israel could commit war crime after war crime, but I think the standard of international law will forever be changed once this is all over. Because it's clear that the ICJ does nothing, especially the UN is useless. So that might, it might be the end of the UN and NATO. If we really want to keep it all the way 100, it might be the end of both. And basically, that paves the way for a hopeful, peaceful China takeover. Because the world can't live without China. The world only needs America for entertainment. And they barely need America for that. With the advent of Tubi and other streaming apps and Nollywood and Bollywood, and it's been exposed that, Hollywood is, it might not be all perverts and pedophiles, but it's they don't call the casting couch for no reason, buddy. And porn is fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. Like, now, as a man of a certain age, you realize porn is horrible. But it took me a long while to get there. I wish I would have realized it sooner. I'm having a completely serious show talking about the outer world and shifting and everything else. And then I, potentially ended on telling you how fucking disgusting porn is. Like, yeah, this is what this podcast is. Just in case, if it's your first time listening, welcome. This is what it is. It's poorly recorded. You're going to get cuts in the middle because I say something about Israel and then I apparently my mic stops working. I'm not nuts. I probably hit it or something and unplugged it, but I know, I don't know. There's just some weird fucking timing. But yeah, man, yo, shit is going left. 2024 is wild, bro. Like, I didn't even get to cover half of what I wanted to cover because I just came on here to rant and just I had to get that prediction off my chest about, Israel possibly nuking America or America possibly nuking Israel. I had to get that off my chest and record it and possibly put it out to the world because, I've been wrong before. And I have no problem with being wrong. But if Iran, Russia, and China don't come together to put an end to this, I think that's going to be the other option is America and Israel kind of nuke each other. And just hope it doesn't cause a global nuclear fallout. Yeah, that's why I really got on here, just to keep it all the way a buck with you. Don't mind the migrants and 5-star hotels and free plane tickets and, why the fuck are we paying taxes? Don't mind all of that. Just focus on, the theories I just laid out for you with regards to all the hostilities that are going on right now. Because either one of those two things happen, or we just have to hope for a peaceful China takeover. And don't get it fucked up. It's happening. Like, oh God, yo, no. How many Chinese military age niggas did we let into this country just recently? How many? Like, how many? We don't even know. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know where they are. We don't know none of that. But we do know they paid Hunter, China paid Hunter Biden a fucking gang of money. And somehow it's saying because it was smart and this nigga's a crackhead who likes hookers and just a whole bunch of wild shit. And there's pictures. There's pictures to prove it. So I don't like, yo, what world do we live in that president's son has been bought by China and the president too, because that nigga don't know where he is. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, bless my heart and forgive me for watching videos of that old senile man just being lost and for some reason me finding delight in laughing in them. I'm horrible. That's a horrible thing for me to do. But, if I gotta watch a fucking genocide, I might as well be able to laugh at something. And Yeah, this cannot be adulthood. This cannot be life. There has to be more. But I, I think that's the journey that most people go on at some point in their life. But this shit right here, we just better hope. I didn't even get to talk about how we're not going to make it to the election. But yeah, I'll save that. I'm going to try to be more consistent with this, but I ain't making no promises, man. This shit is, life is just, it's a wild time to be alive, my guys. Yeah. That about wraps up this rant for tonight. I got shit to do. I got shit to do. I got to find a way to be more consistent with this. And, listen, if you do get to listen to this, I appreciate you. And, if only 3 people hear this, I'll be okay with it. Because, you know, at least I got it off my chest. And then if anything I said does happen, those 3 people who heard it will be like, yo, this nigga might be onto something. And, yeah, that's why I do this, yo. That is why I do this. For the 3 people who may listen. I don't even care, yo. Yeah. Yo, anyway, yo, salute to the little bro. Baritone Bros coming soon. And as always, don't be kissing these hoes in the mouth, man. Yo, VOG, PCP. Until next time, hopefully it's not a couple years from now, but until then, yo, easy, stay alive, man. One.